Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Bob Getty, again by myself, in the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Maybe the guys will get back here in the next couple weeks. Who knows? Dickie's Barbecue Pit sponsors the opening segment of the show, and we're proud that they do. Great friends of ours and great supporters of Southern Miss Athletics, and a great place to take your family for dinner tonight. Again, in the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg, and on the phone with me, traveling on yet another road trip, is head basketball coach Jay Ladner. And coach, you told me you're just south of Jackson and on your way to Arkansas State, game three of a long four-game road trip.
It is. It's been. It's of course it's been brutal, but there's, you know, we always try to look for the silver lining, Bob, and you know, if we can just get through this weekend right here, and what I mean by that is if we can be successful, you know, then we'll have six games at home. So it's been hard. It's been harder on our guys academically. Of course, the wear and tear, been hard on our coaching staff. But, you know, we left last, to put it in context, we left last Tuesday at about 5:30 a.m., did not return to Hattiesburg till mid-afternoon Sunday, and back out on the road again this morning, headed to Jonesboro. But it's part of it, and again, if we can figure it out, you know, we'll be home for three straight weeks. So there is a plus side to it, I guess.
Well, it is what it is. But as we were talking, you and these guys will have been to South Carolina, West Virginia, Arkansas, and Texas in 2 weeks playing basketball. Yeah, I don't care how young you are and how in shape you are, which obviously the guys are. It's just got to be demanding, Coach. It's got to take a little juice away from you.
I felt like at Marshall, I felt like that our – and if you back up 2 weeks, we had two just very emotional – tough, hard-fought games, came from 9 down to beat Arkansas State. Of course, same team we're about to play in the second half, and then down 18 to Troy and came back and won that game. And, of course, got right out on the road. And then, you know, of course, the way that you know, our financial situation forces us to travel makes it a little bit tough, too, as compared to some teams in the league that may have the ability to charter and get there a little lot quicker, you know. But it is what it is. That's not a surprise. Not making any excuses. We got to figure out a way to get it done. Southern Miss has a tradition of doing that and overcoming obstacles and challenges. And that's kind of where we are. But I did think at Marshall that our emotional, our physical gas tank was running on low. I was proud of our guys. I really was. I thought. Based on the situation that we had, it fought real hard, but we were just kind of, we just didn't have that extra oomph we needed to get us over the hump. But hopefully we've gotten recharged a little bit and we can get going. But I certainly look forward to that homestand that after this week.
Arkansas State up next, and like you just mentioned, a team that you just beat a couple of weeks ago. Is that an advantage, or does that make it more difficult to face the same
team? You know,
team?
It would probably be an advantage, but here's the way I always looked at it. It's probably an advantage had we played the first one there and won, but the fact that we played there, they came to our place, and, of course, they know it's a tough place to play, and Reed Green. And if you remember that game, Bob, we survived. We were up three, and they missed a three-point shot at the buzzer that would have tied the game, of course. So it was a hard, hard-fought game. They had us down nine with about 10 minutes left, and we fought back. But they've got a good basketball team, and a couple of their players whispered to me in the handshake line at the end of the game, you know, we'll see y'all in a couple of weeks. So, you know, I hadn't forgotten that either. I think it's an advantage, of course. Like I said, if we would have come back home, I think it's probably somewhat of a psychological disadvantage. I think they have the psychological advantage, I'll just put it that way, on us coming to their place and have such a close game. Because, of course, in their mind, they're going to be going, hey, we had a chance to beat them, and now they got to come here. So, and winning on the road is just such a tough deal. But we'll see. We'll see. We always look forward to the challenge.
You know, back in the summer, my grandson and I ran into you at a restaurant, and you introduced us that night to Victor Owaku. And man, Coach, what a player he's been for you. This year. Talk about this kid for just a minute.
Well, he is. It's unbelievable how much that he has grown. And I love to use that, and of course, we'll use it in the future in terms of. In recruiting terms and facts, I'll give you one, and it's changed a little bit. I wish I had Jack McDonald or SID right here, and I could verify this fact, and would have had I known we would have brought it up. But he in his four-year career, he had 2 years at Oklahoma. He had 2 years at UNLV, and he was a combined 1-for-9 all over those 4 years. As of several weeks ago, He was 5 out of 9 from the 3-point shot, and so his development has been really unbelievable. I think the top shot blocker. He's elite defensively, but his offensive game. And I have to give our staff, our assistant coaches, and our support staff credit for that. We put a lot in. Bob, I talked about it on y'all's show. We put a lot into player development. We try to do everything that we can to get these guys ready to play at the next level past Southern Miss. They're going to get their degree, but they're going to be a good person, or they're not going to be part of our program. And we want them to be the very best basketball player that they can be, developing to the best of our ability while they're under our care. But he has really, really come along, and he's really a reason that we've been able to, despite our injury situation, he's been a real reason we've been able to continue to be successful.
No question. Another player, and I don't mean to single out individual players, but we met this kid last year, and I would describe over the last several weeks watching Donovan Ivory play basketball, the term that comes to my mind is smooth. He just looks really smooth on the court, like he's in total command of his body and in total command of what he's trying to do, Coach.
Donovan Ivory is a success story, much like Victor Owaku. But, you know, when he came to Southern Miss, he had been to several Division I programs. All of them had different circumstances. And Bob, and if you knew him, you can't, it's hard to fathom what I'm about to tell you, but he had never completed a season. He had been at Boise State. He had been at Wisconsin, Green Bay. He had never completed a season. Very, very just really nice young man. I'm talking about outside of basketball. But it didn't take me long to figure out when we were watching him on film when Coach Nick Williams brought him to my plate that this was a young man that has the potential to be all conference and certainly has an opportunity to be a great pro one day. I really think that. I mean, he's 6'7". You mentioned very smooth, very gifted offensive player, very skilled, shoots the three, handles and passes the ball well, incredibly athletic. And one of the things that he and I talked about last year, he just needed to be more consistent, and he's done that this year. He's been more consistent, and I think he's got a chance to be on one of these all-conference teams, which, again, I think is an incredible success story. But that's another young man like Victor Owaku that's really has stepped up when we needed him here over the last couple of weeks dealing with injuries. He's really stepped his game up, and I think down the stretch he'll be a big key for us as we move forward.
Yeah, no question. I get the impression this is a young man that found a home. It took him a little while, but he strikes me as being a kid who's found a home and very comfortable in his surroundings.
He has gotten to the right place, and he's around people that care about him and our staff and the school. And he'd be the first one to tell you how much he enjoys and loves Hattiesburg and the people. And I'll get off on that for a second, Bob. That the strength of Southern Miss is we don't have the best facility. In fact, it needs a lot of work. As we go to these other schools in our league, we're way behind. That is being addressed, which is exciting. But here's a young man that will, like I said, he'd be the first to tell you, the strength of Southern Miss is the people in Hattiesburg, the people at the university, and that if we can ever get a player on campus to begin to feel that, it's a huge plus for us, and we can go a long way in terms of landing them when we bring a recruit in town. So that's a big sell for us, and I'm very thankful and grateful for that.
No question. All right, Coach, if you can hang on. When we come back, I'd like to talk to you about where we are in the season. I mean, we're only two games out of first place with quite a number of games left to go and a lot of home action about to come up. So hang on, if you will, sir. A short three-minute break. We'll be right back with you.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Coach Jay Ladner on Super Talk Eagle Hour. Guys are traveling right now on their way to Arkansas State. Appreciate Coach taking the time while they're making that long drive up into North Arkansas. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're visiting with head basketball coach Jay Ladner. This segment is sponsored by Campus Bookmart and campusbookmart.net. Great place to buy basketball apparel. They got it. They got lots of it. Campus Bookmart right across the street from the campus, of course, and also at campusbookmart.net. Also want to say hello to the official auto dealer of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. That's Genesis of Hattiesburg. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest vehicles on the road today. And coming very soon, the Auto Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Coach Ladner and the guys are headed to Arkansas State. He's gracious enough to join us as they're traveling. And all right, Coach, so here we are. We've got nine games left, so I guess we're about halfway through the season. Only two games really out of first place, kind of a log jam there toward the upper echelon of the standings. But still plenty of time and plenty of games to repeat and make another run at the regular season championship.
Yep, sure are. Of course, everything's right there in front of us, and we've had a good first 9-6-3. Of course, I always prefer to be 9-0, but 6-3. One of all of our games at home. One of the things that we try to do, Bob, of course, in our preseason goals, is we try to win every game, but you want to win all of your games at home, all your conference games, and then you got to win. You can do no worse than split on the road, and then one of those weekends on the road, you got to win two. You know, and like we got two coming up this week. We've got two on the last weekend of the season, and so one of those we've done what we needed to do so far. We've won all of our home games, and then we split on the road each time. So we've got to try to find a way to win two of these in this thing. And if you'll do that, you're always going to be in the hunt for, the championship. But what the real benefit is that if you finish in the top four, there's 14 teams in the league. If you finish in the top four, you'll get a double bye in the tournament. And we all know that everything comes down to the tournament. And because the tournament champion is the group that's going to the NCAA, and that's where we want to be. So it's critical if we get a double bye. And what that means is you go down the conference tournament in Pensacola, instead of having to play five games to get to win the championship or win five games, you only have to win three. That's a huge thing. So you want to be in the top four. Right now, we're there, but we've got to continue to handle our business. And like I said, we've got to find – one of these road weekends where we can win both of these games on the road, which is not an easy thing to do.
No.
But that's kind of where we are right now.
Well, you got two games that on paper you coming up this weekend you would think are winnable, but I've watched every game and I've yet to see an easy conference basketball game. It just seems like it's 50-50 every conference game, Coach.
Yeah. If you look through it, of course, we caught all kind of grief. We lost at Georgia Southern, you know, and of course the regular naysayers that seem to inhabit Southern Miss we're done, terrible. And I tried to comment at before and after the game. I said, this team is pretty good. And of course now they're 5-4, and I think they're 5-4, one game behind us. They've beaten a lot of other teams since then. Of course, nobody wanted to hear that at that time, but that to illustrate the point that you said, and there's not a huge difference in the number one team in the league and the number whoever the 14th team is. There's just not a huge difference, and it's the team that's the most consistent over the course of the 2 months that is going to eventually win it. We were that team last year, and we're in the thick of it again as we stand right now. We just continue to have to improve every day, and the team, again, that can be consistent and do things the right way and play defense and the things that you have to do to win on the road, defense, rebounding, control tempo, all the stuff that carries you on the road that we have to continue to do. So the league is very, very tough. There's a lot of really, really good basketball coaches. There's some very, very tough places to play, and there's a bunch of talented players. So it's a tough deal.
I'm just shocked to hear they're naysayers in the Southern Miss family. That's the first I've heard of that, Coach.
Well, let me tell you, I Coach Bauer got, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I can go over a lot of deals, but, hey, that's, I guess that's part of it, too. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that it's like that, but I don't think that it's anything new.
No, I agree. All right, Coach, I wanted to ask about this before we run out of time. In observing all your road games, and I've watched every one of them, I've really been struck by some of the beautiful arenas that you're playing in. McNeese State, I believe it was, really jumped out at me.
Unbelievable. Yeah,
I mean, gorgeous. And I thought the Marshall facility looked really nice. But there are plans underway for Reed Green. Now, Coach, cut it to the best that you can. Illustrate to our listeners what they're going to see different when everything is finished with Reed Green.
Well, of course, I want to make sure I qualified, and I won't do it justice. I will say that, and I'm very thankful for Jeremy McClain, Joe Paul, and all the people that have addressed a very, very important need, not a want. This is absolutely a need. You know, I'll take basketball out of it. You know, a lot of the high schools use Reed Green Coliseum for graduation. Well, if all those students or potential students at Southern Miss, if my son or daughter, and I didn't have a direct connection to the school, was coming to USM, most of the time the places they are going to are the athletic facilities. That's normally how people get on campus. But let's just say graduation. And if I walked in there and it looked like it was decrepit or run down or not clean or whatever it may be, that would leave a poor impression on me. If I had and of course that they have other options. So, I think those things, of course, are the front porch of your university, so to speak. And, the Reed Green Coliseum has not been touched, other than some very, very minor, things. I mean, the paint around Reed Green Coliseum is orange. I've never, I guess it was some surplus or something at the time, Bob. But I've been able to see some of the renderings. And here's basically what it is. First of all, it's going to seem like a new facility, but also keep the real intimacy of what makes Reed Green Coliseum so hard to play in. They will add some seats just on the interior, but you're not going to see a huge change. The seats will come all the way down to the floor. You know, you have the space behind the benches and the space behind the media tables on the opposite right. the benches. Those will be taken up now with some more high priority seating, which is great. But I think the really neat stuff is going to happen outside of the Coliseum and in the concourses and the concession stands. For instance, when the entrance that would face the baseball field, the north entrance, and you're going to have more centralized ticketing and entrance into the Coliseum. But there will be this big glass entrance into Reed Green to make it look like it's a brand new facility. High ceiling. You'll be able to actually, as you walk in from the baseball side, the north side of the stadium, you'll be able to look out onto the floor. There'll be much better facilities for concessions, restrooms. Ticketing will be in there instead of Bob, let's face it, they've got a trailer out front.
Yeah, it looks like a high school coach.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And of course, it's being addressed, but that's embarrassing. What do people do when it's raining?
Right.
But anyway, hey, going to be addressed, going to be first class. So that's kind of the way it's going to look from 4th Street. And it's my understanding that will also kind of serve a dual purpose for baseball, because our baseball program is so awesome, you know, but that's a problem too in baseball. And so, you know, it can help alleviate some of the ticketing problems across the street. Then on the south side entrance, directly on the other side, that's going to be a same thing, beautiful exterior. And as you walk in there, there's going to be a club level seating, and you'll walk right into like a mezzanine area that people kind of like in the south end zone of the football stadium.
Right.
So those are a couple of things. Of course, the electronics and the electronic banners that go around the Coliseum and inside on the exterior, new scoreboards, stuff that kind of brings it up to speed, so to speak, so we can compete in terms of recruiting, but also make the fan experience much better. Yeah. The walkways, which are very narrow, the concourses will be expanded and again modernized. So there's just a lot of great things happening, and I can't wait for them to start work on it.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. Tell the guys that the Eagle Hour is 1,000% behind them, and good luck to you on the road. We look forward to having you guys back home with us.
Bob, I thank you, and of course Kelly and Luke too. I know they're not on today's show, but you stuck with us when a few people did, and again, it's for folks like y'all that we're playing for most of all, and we really appreciate y'all too.
Best of luck to you and the guys. Coach Jay Ladner, everybody, head basketball coach on his way to Arkansas State. We appreciate those kind words. Support the basketball teams. They're playing very, very hard, and still a lot in front of this men's team as the season enters the backstretch, so to speak. Heath Hinton next from Big Gold Nation.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, I want to thank Coach Jay Ladner for joining us the first half of the program. We appreciate his time as always, and always enjoy our conversations with Coach. This segment sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill. Great place for lunch, great place for dinner, great place to watch the next USM athletic event, and a great place to meet your friends. 4th Street Bar and Grill, right there in the shadow of the Rock. Want to say hello to Mobay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg, the best place in town for freshly made beignets. They don't cook them till you order them. They're worth the short wait. They're covered in powdered sugar. They got great coffees to go with them and great drinks. Just a fun place to go. 2902 Hardy Street, Mobay Beignet. Also, remember about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. We hope you do. You can hear it any day on TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, Audible, Apple, or you can just tell Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Heath Hinton is the owner and proprietor of Big Gold Nation, a very popular website that covers Southern Miss athletics. Heath, just finished a long conversation with Coach Ladner. You know, 9 games left, 2 games out of first place. team, 12-9, and I think overall playing pretty well when you consider the injuries that they're fighting through. Still a lot of basketball in front of this men's team.
Yeah, playing well, and think about it, you have two starters, but three counting Alvarez. Three, you know, really good players that make a difference when they're on the court. But this season with, you know, with the Curbelo head injury and Hart with his leg, and what they've done, it's been pretty incredible going on the road, getting a split, playing Marshall. And look, you're just not going to beat a team that's shooting 60% very rarely. It just doesn't happen. And Southern Miss did not shoot a bad percentage that game either.
No, they shot Marshall, Southern Miss shot 47% and lost.
Yeah, they didn't shoot the ball bad at all. The turnovers were a little high, but, you know, Marshall didn't shoot the three well before that. They were like 30-something percent coming in, and they shot the lights out. And sometimes you tip your hat and you move on, and that was one of those cases. And right now, after Southern Miss, you go on the road against the Arkansas State team, which you beat at home, a Texas State team that has been struggling, and then you come back home and you got six in a row before you end the season on the road at South Alabama and Louisiana Lafayette. I still call them Louisiana Lafayette. I can never not do that. So you think it's Southern Miss, you go on the road, you got two winnable games here, you come back home, you got six straight, five of them are Sun Belt games. You're undefeated in Sun Belt play in Reed Green Coliseum. You have to feel pretty good about the shape you're in, and with what the schedule you have left over. I think four of those five contests are against bottom tier teams. Four of the five contests at home in Sun Belt are against bottom tier teams in the Sun Belt. So you got to feel pretty good about the way the schedule sets up, and with really no reason to win the conference except for raising a banner, I guess. You don't get any benefit from NIT or postseason play. You want to play your best going into the tournament. Maybe get that double bye so you have to play one less game and play your best basketball and try to make the NCAA tournament. That's what you have to do now. And I think they're really riding that format pretty well.
Yeah. You know, certain sports dominate coverage, obviously, but one I wanted to mention to you briefly is it just kind of flies under the radar, but my heavens, the job that John Stewart has done with the track and field team, they just don't go to an event where they don't come back with top three finishes, first place finishes, school records, the consistently good performance of track and field over the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, quite impressive, Heath.
Yeah, I think if people, when you think of the most successful athletic programs at Southern Miss, of course you think of baseball and what they've done. But let me tell you something. What track and field's done has been just unbelievable with the talent they get coming in. And look, probably, let's be honest, not the greatest facilities in the world to have a track and field program. But yet still, they go out and they perform and they do the things they do year in and year out the past 5 years. Just an incredible job, and one of those programs that you don't think about it, but when you look at the end of the year, it's always one that probably performs the best out of any.
Yeah, and there are plans, it's my understanding, in the not-too-distant future, to build a new track with a soccer field inside of the track. One of the coaches told me that just a couple of weeks ago, and that would be placed on the campus. Also, long-range plans to move the softball field to the campus. And if all of that ends up being built around the newly remodeled Reed Green Coliseum, it's going to give the whole that whole part of the campus a new look with athletic facilities. It's going to be really nice, I think, Heath.
Yeah, I think it will, and it'll also, you know, just when your facilities that you play sports in are on campus, it just means more. There's more of an ambiance about it. When you got to go off campus to play games, your home games, it's just not the same. I don't care what people say. So, yeah, it will be huge to get those facilities on campus, and you don't have to drive over. You don't have to walk down the trace to get something, which is not bad sometimes, but still. Just having everything together right there and being able to use each other's facilities for training or whatever you need to do, it just makes a big difference logistically.
Yeah, and you can credit Jeremy McLean with all this. I mean, this is his vision for the athletic department. But I really hope that I see that someday, because I think having soccer, track and field, women's softball right over there by the newly remodeled basketball arena is really going to be a pretty impressive sight. All right, let's switch gears a little bit here and talk about women's basketball. They're a game above 500. They're coming back home, going to play a couple of home games. Dominique Davis just continues. What a warrior. I mean, this kid is just constantly injured, it seems. Backs, knees, ankles. But she just keeps putting up huge numbers and leading this basketball team. Important home stretch here, right, for the Eagles to kind of right the ship. Although they're coming off of a very impressive demolishing of South Alabama.
Yeah, and what you saw in that game was Ja'Cory Bracey and Gray, both of those young ladies stepping up, Brekayla stepping up and really adding some scoring to take some of that pressure off Malia and Dom. And you saw once that happens, and they started knocking down shots. And remember, Gray, she's coming back off, you know, being out for a year. So it's taking her time to get back going and taking, you know, just it takes time once you've been sick and you come back. And I think now you're starting to see she was hitting shots, the mid-range shot, which she's always been known for. And her defense is getting better. And Bracey's doing the things that can help take pressure off of Dom. She's one of those ladies that she can score at any point on the floor. Blackshirt played really well on defense, so other people stepping up. And that's what coach needs. They need some other people to step up to help take the pressure off of Malia and Book. Dom's been incredible this year, but she needs help out there too. And Cornfield's playing better. So I think if they can build off of what they did in that South Alabama game coming back home and get some consistency, they can start playing some really good basketball and get hot at the right time heading into the tournament.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of talent on the team. I think you mentioned the one kid. We've talked earlier this year about Morgan Sieper, but there's another freshman beginning to make her presence known on the floor. So you got two really good-looking true freshman kids that are on the floor. Well, Sieper's been on the floor the whole year. Now the second player, and forgive me, I should know her name.
Ellie Blatchford.
Yeah, she started to make appearances and plays pretty tenaciously herself. That's a good sign.
Yeah, she's kind of one of those effort players, somebody that does the small things you don't think about, scrambles for loose balls. Does little things that mean a lot in the grand scheme of things, but during the game you may not notice it. And she really is playing well, extremely well, and there's a lot of good young talent on this team. But that being said, they're starting to find other people that can score. And I've always said they got to find somebody else besides Dom and Malia that can get in there and help on the offensive side. They had that against South Alabama, so let's see now if that can transition in them coming home. And let's see if those girls can keep staying hot, making shots, playing good defense. Because if they can, the Sun Belt's wide open in the women's division. It's wide open.
Mm-hmm.
You look at it, Southern Miss could win it just as easily as the ULM could win it. Or even anybody, really, if they get hot, can win this women's league. So it's going to be fun down the stretch. If they can get hot, nobody's going to want to play Southern Miss in the tournament.
Right.
I can promise you that.
Well, the ladies are, I believe, Thursday night back on the floor with, of all people, the Raging Cajuns. There's never an easy athletic competition against Louisiana. It won't be any different Thursday night, will it? It'll be a fist fight.
No, it'll be Louisiana, Southern Miss, don't like each other. It's a good rivalry. That's why Southern Miss is in the Sun Belt, for rivalries like this. Rivalries against South Alabama. The Sun Belt, I think the best move Jeremy McClain ever did was getting Southern Miss in the Sun Belt.
No question. Hey, Heath, stick around. Let's talk a little baseball to wrap up today. How's that sound?
Sounds good, buddy. Sounds good.
Heath Hinton, Big Gold Nation, returns on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Right after this, Town & Country Cleaners, Hattiesburg's most trusted dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1983, offering services like steam pressing, shirt laundry, bulky bedding, minor alterations, and dry cleaning. You can visit them on Hardy Street or call them at 601-264-4920. We'll continue from the Southern Bank Corp Studio in Hattiesburg right after this.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back to the show. I want to remind you about D-Bat. They're located on Hardy Street, and that is a state-of-the-art facility with batting cages, instructions, pro shop, everything for the baseball or softball player and your family. Well, they can find a program for them that will make them a better player, the best player they can be. It's all at D-Bat on Hardy Street. Reach out to Luke Reynolds, former Southern Miss baseball star, and ask Luke. He'll tell you all about the programs for baseball and softball training, of course, at D-Bat on Hardy Street. All right, Heath at Big Old Nation on the show with me here to wrap up this hour. Heath, so I'm visiting this morning. Actually, I was at Southern Bancorp and visiting with Chris and Daniel and the guys down there and thanking them for their support of the show. We got to talking about sports, and we went through all the sports, and then everybody's eyes started lighting up. Now, these are baseball, former baseball players, but started eyes lighting up when we started talking about baseball. It's just a different vibe when baseball gets cranked up here at Hattiesburg. This is Baseburg, isn't it, Heath?
It really is. The joke has always been, around December 1st, people start, well, when we going to get some reports on baseball? So, you know, it is. It's baseball's different in Hattiesburg, and that's what happens when you've had the success the baseball team has had. People are excited. Tickets are sold out. I mean, it's just it's an excitement level that it's a – baseball at Southern Miss is an event. Right. You know, a lot of people at other schools, they just go to the games. No, Southern Miss, it's an event. You got the roost. You've got everything. I mean, you've got the people in down the right field line yelling at the bullpen. It's just a different atmosphere. And you ask fans, or I've talked to guys who write for other schools, and they come in, and they're like, man, this place is crazy. But they have fun. Even other players enjoy coming in and playing. They enjoy talking to the fans. They enjoy the smack talk. So, I mean, it's just a fun, different vibe that you just don't see everywhere in college.
You know, last year in the middle of all the angst that was taking place between Tennessee and Southern Miss, I walked down to visit my friend Jody in the Roost. It was in between. It was when we had finished the game from the night before and getting ready to start the second game. And so down there in the very corner of the bullpen, there's about five or six little boys, and they're dressed from head to toe in Southern Miss gear with the baseball hats on and the upside-down sunglasses, you know, their version of being a Golden Eagle. And what are they doing? They're playing catch across the fence with five or six Tennessee pitchers. And I just thought that was so symbolic of what a pure thing college baseball is and just what a wonderful environment it is.
It is. You can take your family to it. You can sit out in the right field and hang out with your buddies. And there's just not many places left in even in college baseball where you can go pull up your truck and sit in the outfield. Or, you know, barbecue out there. They're just, those places don't exist. You know, there's a couple here in Mississippi that you can still do that. But
yeah,
it's just a different atmosphere. It's a fun atmosphere. And it's one that Scott Berry, Corky Palmer, Hill Denson, those guys, and you know, those guys worked really hard to create over time.
Right.
And they did.
I'm the only person that I've talked to that seems to care about this. Nobody else seems to think it's a big deal. And it's not a big deal, but it's such an irritating thing for me. With the history that you just described of college baseball in Mississippi, Heath, how in the world can every major top 25 poll exclude Southern Miss and Ole Miss from the top 25?
You know, sometimes you just got to shake your head and go, look, they just miss it. And I think polls have missed it. But the good thing is, they don't matter, Bob.
Those
polls do not matter. All that matters is when the RPI comes out.
Yeah, that's right.
And the RPI is not even based off the polls. So, you know, I understand people are upset and they want the recognition. I get it. But in the grand scheme of things, all that matters is that RPI.
Right.
I have seen a couple of times where Southern Miss was ranked top 25 and didn't make the postseason.
Yeah. So I'd rather not be ranked and have a great RPI. You would agree with me, though, would you not, that those two schools are undoubtedly perennial top 25 programs? I mean, it's just no getting around it.
They are. I mean, look, Mississippi is top three state in the nation when it comes to baseball.
Yeah. Yeah.
No question about it. And, yeah, there should be at least one team ranked every year. But that's just when you go out and you kind of show the country what Mississippi and Southern Miss baseball is all about. And
that's right.
Get that RPI coming out, you're in the top 15, top 20, and you say, okay.
Right. I don't believe there's a program in the country that looks forward to coming to Mississippi and playing college baseball. do you?
No. Well, I remember, you know, some teams coming down from up north. And they came down here and they were so happy. And they're like, man, we don't play in an environment like this. I take Billy Butler, for instance. Coming here from Rhode Island, spoke to him. He was so excited. He got here. So many people already reached out to him.
Right.
It's like, I hadn't even been on the field yet.
Right.
He said, I've never seen anything like this.
It's great. Heath, I always appreciate your input. Looking forward to having you back on the show next week, my friend.
Thank you, Bob. Have a good one, buddy.
All right, buddy. Heath Hinton, everybody. Big Gold Nation. Check it out. Great source of information about Southern Miss Athletics, as well, of course, as the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Until then, Southern Miss to the top.
I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.